Life is full of personal wins. I'm still waiting for mine. Whether it's cleaning your house or getting that dream car, winning at life is a great feeling. And with the State Farm Personal Price Plan, you can keep winning when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto. Chrissy, you're always on top of all of this.
Well, I am very deficient in some areas, but this is not one of them. I also love how personal State Farm is. I love my State Farm agent, Mike. Shout out to Mike. And guess what? Today, you guys can talk to a State Farm agent to learn how to bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, wait for it, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount on discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Hey, Carissa Thompson here for Pro Plan Sport, advanced nutrition for active dogs like ours. I love getting active with my dogs, Willis and Daisy. So whether we're on one of our daily runs together or exploring down at my ranch, I count on them to keep up with me. That's where Pro Plan Sport comes in. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on a run, start your journey off right with the high-performance fuel your dogs need to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer team anytime.
So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Calm Down with Aaron and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio.
Welcome everybody to the Calm... Whoa, did I scare you?
Mm-mm.
Welcome everybody to the Calm Down podcast.
I'm mid-sip.
Ooh. How about the mid-sip when you go over a speed bump or when you're driving with your significant other and they don't tell you they're about to hit something and you're mid-sip? That happens often. Hi, everyone.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm fantastic. Let's play a little game called Where's Waldo? You and I, it's the summer. I have switched locations on our podcast on the daily since I'm all over the place, as are you. So let's check in. Where are you this week, Aaron?
I am upstairs in our house in Montana because we did a speed test, and this, for some reason, seems to have better Wi-Fi up here. So I'm still in Montana.
Great.
Where are you?
I am in good old Lake Arrowhead.
Oh, cute. Okay, mm-hmm. Fun.
A little cottagey thing. You know, the one I read.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no. The little one I read. Yeah, I'm up here. I just got back from New York. I'm officially—
Did you just hear that?
Out of New
Listen,
York.
Listen, did you hear that?
What was it?
Listen, do you hear that?
I'm trying.
Sounds like it sounds like Jurassic Park, that Tyrannosaurus Rex is coming through the door. Do you hear it?
No, I don't hear it.
Oh, wow. We've got full-blown bulldozers out front doing pavement because we're in a new community out here. Yeah, the entire house shakes. You might as well think you're in California with earthquakes.
Duck.
Or you pretend you're a character in Jurassic Park.
Oh, my God.
I like the first one, by the way. I mean, no offense to any of the people in the newer ones. The soundtrack of Jurassic Park, that first one was amazing.
I'm going to be honest. I've never seen the second one.
Oh, tell me you're not hearing this. My whole house is shaking.
No, I'm not hearing it, but maybe it's hard of hearing. I don't know. Okay, well, that's great. You're in Montana. I'm like Arrowhead. Yep. Officially out of New York, and I don't know. I mean, that's what's going on over in my neck of the woods. Moving to Nashville, as we all know. How much longer
Yeehaw.
Are you in Montana?
Undisclosed.
Oh, okay.
I'm out.
Okay, fair enough.
I had a really fun week last week. I'll do a little self-plug here.
Great.
We had a photo shoot for our 2021 line of wear in Boston for Fanatics, and it was kind of like the first time I got to see... wow, my house is shaking. First time I got to see... a lot of our stuff, you know, like with the NFL on it. And, you know, we did a whole thing. It was I'm so excited for you to get your Seahawks here.
Wait.
It's going to be great.
I had the LSU sweatshirt on from last season stuff. And Kyle goes, oh, did Ryan Russillo give that to you? Because he's a big LSU fan. I go, no, this is where? And he goes, oh my gosh, it's so cute. And I go, and to think this is even last season. Just stay tuned for next season. I know.
Yep.
I'm excited to see all of that. Well, that's exciting.
How did- How did your move go? Do you have any good stories from the move?
Your move went great, dude. You know, I mean, I'll plug it all day long. Roadwear, who helped us move. Oh my, I didn't lift a finger, Aaron. I was literally like in that apartment. I was bummed. I have to say, I was only in New York for a year and a half. A year of that was the pandemic. I really didn't get the full New York experience. And that kind of bums me out because New York is back. And especially now coming back to California with these masks, we won't get into the politics of it, to each its own. But I was really excited that I didn't have to worry about it anymore. And in New York, you don't. No one's, they're good over there.
Right.
So that part I was a little bit bummed out about, but I am excited to move to Nashville. You know, I love me some country music. And
who doesn't?
I mean, I love a karaoke bar, but I also like it's cool and it's hip and something different. So I'll stay between LA and Nashville, but that was good. But yeah, I mean, I think that at this point in my life, do you know how many times you've moved?
I did a big move when I lived with my parents to Atlanta. And then I moved to New York, and then I moved to California. So only three times, not that big of a deal.
Oh my God, I have moved so many times. I mean,
how many times?
From high school to college, I moved five times. Oh,
then there's one too, yeah.
Right, so because I went to school, like community college for the first years, then I went up to Santa Barbara, then I moved back to LA, then I went to Denver, then I came back to LA, then I went to Connecticut, then I came back. Like I have lived in 100 different places, but I like that because you know me, I get bored easily.
Yeah.
So I'm good, but moving's a pain in the ass. This time, no problemo. Swipe up, you know what I mean?
I'm proud of you.
I mean, I ain't too proud to beg for some help ever. You know what I mean? So Montana, as I always like to refer to it, is like Kellerman's.
Yes.
So anyone that's ever seen Dirty Dancing, it's you can sing the song because you're better at this than I am with those kinds
at
of.
At Kellerman's, we come together. I don't know anymore.
Okay, but that's anyone that's seen the movie Dirty Dancing.
That's what we're talking about. The best. Where's Penny?
Yep. That was her body. Holy oddy. I mean, I remember watching that being like, that's a woman. And the way that
you're right about Robbie. Sorry, that's a line.
That is a line. That's the boyfriend that does something to her and then is a mean guy. And then Patrick Swayze has to come in and save the day. We're doing a film review. Oh, speaking of a film review, hey, we got word. Guess who's on the podcast next week, everybody? Because if you're bored with this one, stick around. Next week is a good one. Matt Damon. Hey-o! Matt Damon has a new movie coming out, so we get to interview him. I'm very excited about this.
Yes, very thankful, very blown away, very kind of nervous, excited to see the movie, all the things.
Yeah. Wait, why are you nervous?
I don't know. It's Matt Damon, and it's kind of outside my world. Like, I feel fine with all the athletes and so forth. And like, you know, I'll go to sports right away because that's my comfort zone as my hyena comes up the stairs. But
is that why your mouth was moving? Because he was coming up the stairs?
No, I might be. No, that's your world. That's your entertainment tonight. But that's what I always found weird. Okay, let's get into this. And then I got a story for you after the break.
Can't wait.
When I dabbled in a little entertainment, when I was with ESPN, I worked on some GMA. I did some red carpet stuff. When actors don't know sports, I asked an actor one time, he shall remain nameless. He claims he's a huge sports fan. And I can't give away the city and I can't give away the guy. Okay. So he claims he's a big sports fan.
Mm-hmm.
And the day I had to interview him on a red carpet, one of the biggest trades had just happened in the history of the franchise.
Okay.
And I was jacked. And so he comes up. Plus, he's hot and I was excited to talk to about him. Gosh, I want to give a clue so bad. And
sounds like.
He comes down the red carpet and I was like, I feel more comfortable talking about sports. So I was so excited. I knew this trade went down and I was like, hey, what did you think about this, this, and this that just happened with your team? And he's like, what? And I was like, oh my gosh, you didn't know? And I showed him the breaking news and I was like, this happened. He goes, yeah, I guess they'll be good. And I was like, you're a liar. You're not even a real fan.
You're a liar. Did you say that? That would have been an incredible interview.
But
I imagine if you did.
What a liar. He likes to be photographed at the games. He likes to be in the jerseys. But he didn't know jack crud about this trade that went down. I was very disappointed.
I'm very disappointed you can't share who this is because now I'm dying to know.
to make a long story even longer, I just feel better when actors and actresses know sports, because then I feel like maybe we have a connection.
Well, that's exactly why you shouldn't be nervous about Matt Damon, because if there's any actor that is a well-known sports fan, I mean, his Boston roots are deep, him and Ben. And there, I remember I had to interview Ben a lot of times because there was a lot of movies out during my time at Extra that he was in, as there's like one every other week.
Armageddon?
No, that was my career. No, I'm just kidding. I would always talk to him about sports, because here's the other thing. Yes, they want to promote the movie they're in. They worked really hard and, you know, spent a lot of time and effort and energy developing their character. But they also, to my previous point about being asked the same questions over and over again,
I know,
they like a little reprieve in some questions that don't have anything to do about what they've just been talking about all day long. So hold on. We have to take a quick break here. We're going to take a break. We will be back with more Calm Down Podcast, and Aaron's going to reveal who the actor is that's a liar. We'll be back with more after this.
Guys, everyone loves a win, even if it's small. I had two big ones. I mean, congratulations to me. Let's celebrate. Finally cleaned out the fridge and the garage with all the nasty crap in the drawer from last Christmas, maybe even Thanksgiving. And I'm getting somewhere on my closet. Purging, organizing. What about you?
My big wins have to do with the cute little animals up at the ranch. Simba, who's my rescue, graduated. He doesn't have to stay in the crate overnight. He can hang out with the big boys at night. And also my sweet little baby chicks are thriving. So no matter if your win is big or small, it's still a win. And it calls for a celebration. And who's cheering right beside you? Say it with me, Aaron.
State Farm.
The State Farm Personal Price Plan helps you create an affordable price just for you. So talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Hey, it's Erin Andrews here for Pro Plan Sport, advanced nutrition for active dogs like ours. I love getting active with my golden retriever, Howie. And whether we're headed out on a hike or simply taking our daily run together, I count on him to keep up with me every step of the way. That's where Pro Plan Sport comes in. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on a run, start your journey off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, we're back. How's the microphone coming along?
Golly, I mean, this whole Tangled situation is not good over here.
Have you ever seen that movie, Tangled?
Of course I have.
I haven't.
Mandy Moore. I love it.
What was the movie I was watching? Hi, welcome back, everybody. It's the Calm Down Podcast.
Hi.
I will not calm down about the fact.
Nope.
Oh, no! I know what it was. I've been on a lot of flights lately.
You have.
Delta, preferred airline character, or character. carrier. I love Delta, if you're listening. It's actually how I met Kyle, because I only fly Delta, and he only flies Delta. That's how we met. Got it. Swipe up. What was it again? Oh, Princess Diaries. I had never seen Princess Diaries, and so I watched it on the plane the other day, and Mandy Moore was sassy in that movie.
It was Anne Hathaway, no?
No, I know, but Mandy Moore was like the popular girl, and she was really really mean to Anne Hathaway. Although Mandy Moore's hair did look great, very full, a lot of blowout. I think it was like early 90s, whatever the case was. Anyways,
what color was it?
It was very similar to mine right now, yellow. So definitely need a purple shampoo, but we're not here to talk about my deficiencies.
She's from Orlando, Florida. Candy, one of my favorite songs. Yeah.
Wow.
I loved it.
Your recall is really good when it comes to stuff like that. Huh. All right. Well, as we told everybody, you're in Montana. I am in Lake Arrowhead and we're enjoying our summer. Mm-hmm. We were on a tangent about Kellerman and then I started going a different direction because in case you guys don't remember, I said we're interviewing Matt Damon next week. But Kellerman's, where you're at right now, always has an activity going on. So always. Fill the listeners and the viewers in on an activity this week that you can share with us because a lot of NDAs fly around over there in your fancy.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's not a lot of chatting about what really happens here. I'll let everyone know this. I had my first near-death experience. Jesus. Not lying this weekend.
Aaron,
I'm not kidding.
You didn't tell me.
I haven't told you this. You know why? As soon as it happened, I go, I'm saving it for the podcast.
Oh my God. She really is a podcast professional. I like this. Yeah. Okay, tell us. I'm on the edge of my
seat. I'll set the scene. We're at the restaurant having a lunch. My mom and sister and dad had just come into town. My two girlfriends were there. Jarrett was there as well. Ashley, my girlfriend, and my girlfriend Sam were there. And it was just a fun lunch. And we're just talking and everybody's having a good time. The rosé is going. And that's not why I almost died. But we're just chatting. We're having fun. And all of a sudden, what was my order? It was a crispy chicken sandwich with tater tots. Yes, it was. I'm sitting there and I took a bite and my girlfriend made a joke, Ashley. I laughed and my sandwich got lodged in my throat. And I was like, I'm fine. And I didn't say, I couldn't say anything. And I was like, it's in my throat. And I had a couple seconds of not breathing. And then I'm like, I tried to swallow and I couldn't. And I was like, all of a sudden, my whole face, like I just started sweating. I could not breathe.
No.
And I was just looking and looking and looking. And finally, Ashley went to say something again. And I went, and part of it, like was trying to come out, but it was like throw up a little bit. I jumped up. I ran outside because I was like, if I puke, whatever, this like, you know, this is going to be bad in this restaurant. And I'm like this, and I'm like this. And my sister runs out and she's like, what's wrong? What's wrong? And I'm like,
holy shit.
And my sister grabbed me. I vomited all in a napkin, puked up my chicken sandwich. Dude, when I tell you I was sweating like in between where your, what is this area where you get blood drawn? Like right there in your arms. It was so insane. No. And I was telling everybody after that if I had just stopped and like stopped, panicked and just made myself throw up, I couldn't get this thing out of my throat. I couldn't breathe. I couldn't talk.
Holy
like
shit.
It was like a few minutes of like, so this is how it's going to go. Not to mention
death by chicken sandwich,
crispy chicken sandwich. Not to mention the Rams' new quarterback and his lovely wife, Kelly Stafford, are sitting at the bar as this is going down. So I'm thinking as I'm about to croak, holy shit, it's going to be in front of Matt Stafford and his wife.
Oh my God. Which by the way, Kelly being as sweet as she is, would have come over and given you the Heimlich maneuver.
Yeah, with her really fantastic arms.
Yeah, exactly. I was going to say, those will get that crispy chicken out real quick. Wait.
Also my throat was so raw for like a day and a half because like I was like couldn't breathe. Then it came back up, scraped me.
Ugh.
It was, I've never felt that helpless before in my life. And I was like, drank my entire glass of rosé afterwards. But holy shit.
I'm sorry you had such a traumatic experience. But
so traumatic.
A, I'm glad you're alive.
Yeah.
And live to tell the story. At least for podcast listeners and viewers, okay? But also, was there any moment where you thought to yourself, I'm choking, or were you like, oh my God, what do I do now? Like, what was the thought of like, I'm going to die, or what's happening? Like, what was the thought process?
I just couldn't swallow, and then I couldn't breathe, and I was like, and then Ash was saying something, and I felt so bad. I've apologized to her nonstop. I'm sorry for puking
she doesn't
on her.
Play, like, yeah.
I mean, it just went right at her. And she goes, wow, I thought I was being really funny and you were reacting that way. And I just couldn't figure out what was going to happen next. And I just panicked. Like I could not breathe and I couldn't swallow.
I was trying to think.
It was crazy.
I don't think I've ever had something like that. I mean, I've had, when you have a sore throat and it's hard to swallow and you're like, wow, I don't have any like, you know, filet mignon or anything like that. But that is scary. And it probably felt like an eternity that you were like
eternity
in a you know, state of panic.
Oh, yeah. Walked right by the Staffords as we left. And I said, well, sorry if I just disgusted you. They were oblivious. They were like, wait, what happened?
Oh my God. Oh my, I'm trying to think if I've ever had an experience like that. I haven't. I've had a near-death experience where I thought I was like cramping in the water. I'd like went out for like a long swim at a lake we grew up in. Yeah. And it was like one of those kinds of
things. That's scary.
But then you don't panic. That is one of those things with like, again, I don't have any children, not to tell anyone what to do, but like putting your kids in swim lessons early on is very helpful because they always say like, when you're in that situation like that, like don't panic. It makes it worse.
That's a scary way. Yeah. Like I'm not into that. That's scary.
The only thing I can think of. I don't know. I'm just thankful that I don't have any like, you know, oh, and I have another story where I almost thought I was going to die. And I know, I do actually have one of those in Mexico, but that's another.
Oh God. How did I know this involved you in another country?
For another time. You know what I mean? Oh my God. So Kellerman's, no dance parties, just, you know, vomit parties.
Wow. Well, I felt so bad for the waiter as well. I was like, he's like, are you okay? Cause he looked at me and he goes, what's wrong? What's wrong? And I'm like grabbing my throat. And he's like, and then I handed, well, actually, I think Jarrett took the puke napkin and threw it away because no one needed to see that.
Oh,
yeah. I'll never look at a crispy chicken sandwich the same way again, which is a real bummer because I love them.
You know what you need to do? Like Jarrett, you know, when you're like a little kid and they like cut up the chicken for you. He's over there cutting it up.
Yeah.
Don't panic. Erin, by the way, we need to recap your time in Montana, okay? Freaking out with the Wi-Fi. You've gotten bitten by the horsefly. You've now almost died. When does the relaxation portion of the program kick in?
Oh, my God. There have been some high parts, some great parts. And
we don't
need
the altitude.
No. Hey. But yeah, that was that was one I did not tell you about because it was a very, very scary.
Man.
You know what else is scary? Our lives, speaking of near death, no, our lives are about to be over. Football is upon us. I saw, sweet baby, what's his name? Oh God, why am I blanking? Andrew Casiliano.
No, Casiliano too.
Casiliano, yeah, back to you. He tweeted, what, a couple, like 16 days or something until
Andrew, we
Hall
don't need to count, first of all. And we can say this because we love Andrew. Andrew, your countdown is 365 because you're always working, okay?
Yeah.
Some of us do take a day off here or there. But yeah, your life, Miss Andrews, is about to be back on that Delta Airlines flight a lot watching Princess Diaries. So
I know. I've never seen it. But yeah, away we go, about ready to start all the articles. I've got to start studying for Dallas-Pittsburgh right away. I tried studying the other day, but there really weren't any articles yet because I guess the guys, I think they're reporting soon, right?
Yeah, they report, I think the 26th, I think is what it was. So I just got back from Portland. I was doing an interview with Ndamukong Suh.
Tell me about it.
He's great.
Just had babies.
Just had twin baby boys. He just got married. This guy had a full year. I thought I had a full year the last year. He got married. He won a Super Bowl and he had twin boys. So his life is good. But he's so impressive. We were talking you know, I covered him very early on in my career because I was assigned to a lot of NFC North games. And since I was new to the business, I was on the Z crew, which means I got a Detroit Lions game every week because I was coming from a college football game in the Big Ten country and I went straight over and the Lions were 0-16. So we were commiserating together about that season. But also he was saying to me, like, he's like, I didn't want to leave Detroit. Like he loved it. He wanted to stay, but there was a lot of things and reasons why he left. But we were also talking about his decision to go to Tampa and all the things that, you know,
what did he say?
Well, I mean, he's Bruce Arians. Like, who doesn't love Bruce Arians?
Win or lose, you booze.
Exactly. But Ndamukong Suh, you know, obviously had the incident early on in his career in the game against Green Bay. And I am a firm believer in this. As somebody who has had some mistakes in my life, your mistakes should not define who you are, okay? Like, that's like a moment, but that is not who you are. And so I think that, you know, obviously that reputation has stayed with him far longer than it should. I mean, this guy has donated $2.6 million to the University of Nebraska. And by the way, not even, he was also listed, how is this, how about this? He was listed as, for anyone that doesn't know, Ndamukong Suh plays for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. He is just
so smart.
One of his his philanthropic and his business endeavors are incredible. He's got this wealth of knowledge. And see, that's the cool thing. And I know you know this better than anyone about working in sports. It's like, yeah, those guys put on a jersey, but that's not all that they are. And their tenure in the league or any league that the said athlete is in, using that time to forecast and plan their life for after football and all the things that he's doing to help financial literacy in his community, because these young kids not knowing when they get their first job, how to save money and all these things. Anyways, my tangent is I love Ndamukong Suh.
He I do too.
Jacked up to start another year. He's like, I'm ready for another one, baby. And this is a guy who's headed into his 12th year in the NFL, and he just got that chip, his first one. And he's like, Carissa, I want another one. And I'm like, oh, that, see, that gets to me. Like this idea of these athletes who could go their whole career and maybe never win a championship, but then once they do, that Brady itch of like, let's get another one and another one, another one. So anyways, so he was saying that they were about to report to camp and all that kind of stuff. So yeah, it's always here before we know it.
It is. I remember another, to continue the Ndamukong Suh love fest, I spoke to him before one of the playoff games we did, and he was just so thoughtful and just sweet and just really took the time. You know, these guys are so busy during the week, and I usually do private calls with, solo calls with some of these guys. So I have different information from Joe and Troy, right? Because we're on a big call with everybody, and we all get to talk to Tom together. We all talk to Aaron together. We all talk to the D-Cord, the offensive coordinator, the head coach. But I like to get information that Joe and Troy don't hear because they already know everything. And what am I there for? Maybe I can add something. So Suh was great. And he had told me something about going after a quarterback and, you know, make sure you just, oh God, you're going to love this. I said it in the game. So it's not like, you know, it was information that I wasn't allowed to say, but we're talking about Rodgers, right? And he's had a battle with Rodgers forever. As you mentioned, he played 12 years and played in Detroit. So he always just said like, look, you know, we know he's going to get the ball out. We know he's going to get rid of the ball, but what you got to do is just make sure he knows you're there. Even when the ball's out, just tap him a little bit and be like, hey, bud, how you doing? Right here. I'm right here.
Breathing
every time. Like every time. I'm right here, A-Raj. I'm right here. You go, I'm right here. And so, and then he kind of shared something that I didn't say on air, but that was just the point. Like Aaron's smart, but just let him know. Just let him know. And there was a play in that game in the NFC Championship that it was exactly how he told me it would go if they, you know, played a certain way. He ran over to that sideline and I'm elevated and I'm up on the first row looking over on the defense's bench. And he looked over and he goes, EA, what'd I tell you? And I was damn.
I love that.
So good, right?
He is so good. And he was talking about, so he lost his first Super Bowl because he went to the Rams. He went to Miami. Yep,
that's right.
He went to LA and they lost to Brady. And so I was like, so it's much better to be on the team with Brady because you walk out with a championship ring. So just the difference. I mean, his job is to literally, to your previous point, get after quarterbacks. So, you know, he's hunted Tom Brady for all of these years and then to like be on his team. So it was interesting to hear that perspective of it too. But I also, I always, independent of him, and for anyone that doesn't like sports, sorry, maybe this conversation is boring you, but I find it really interesting too, when you just were talking about your prep work, a lot of people don't know like how that works for you. So you know, obviously, if you are listening to this podcast and you're interested in our lives, just tell people quickly, like, how your week goes. Like, let's say we're into the heat of the season and you've got both Thursday and Sunday. So, like, what does your week look like in terms of, like, prep and how that all goes down?
Guys, everyone loves a win, even if it's small. I had two big ones. I mean, congratulations to me. Let's celebrate. Finally cleaned out the fridge and the garage with all the nasty crap in the drawer from last Christmas, maybe even Thanksgiving. And I'm getting somewhere on my closet. Purging, organizing. What about you?
My big wins have to do with the cute little animals up at the ranch. Simba, who's my rescue, graduated. He doesn't have to stay in the crate overnight. He can hang out with the big boys at night. And also my sweet little baby chicks are thriving. So no matter if your win is big or small, it's still a win and it calls for a celebration. And who's cheering right beside you? Say it with me, Aaron.
State Farm.
The State Farm Personal Price Plan helps you create an affordable price just for you. So talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Hey, it's Erin Andrews here for Pro Plan Sport, advanced nutrition for active dogs like ours.
I love getting active with my golden retriever, Howie. And whether we're headed out on a hike or simply taking our daily run together, I count on him to keep up with me every step of the way. That's where Pro Plan Sport comes in. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on a run, start your journey off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I find it really interesting too, when you just were talking about your prep work, what does your week look like in terms of like prep and how that all goes down?
I usually call you during my first cup of coffee to bitch about something. So there's that.
No,
or ask you what you're wearing and or if I could borrow something. We do share clothes, which I don't think people know. And I love that. We do. We share. Yeah, we try to.
We
share blazers, tops.
I can't wear pants. I'm much bigger on the bottom than you are. Don't do any interjection. These are facts. But yeah, we share a lot of clothes, which is great because I don't know why.
I
mean, also, I know. Oh, and I can't wear the same shoes. I have a size 9 and you have the smallest foot for how tall you are. I'm so jealous. Your hands and your feet should be on my body and my hands and my, I mean, I have man hands and size 9 feet. What's that? You're like a 6.5.
I'm like a 7.5.
I mean,
really.
Come on, Aaron.
I'll squeeze into 5'11"? A 6. But I can't even wear a heel on the field anyways. It has to be a flat. Like,
well,
do you know how many cords there are? No.
What?
No, if you, girls that want to do this for a living, take those heels off on the sideline and take your wedge off too. Just put on a flat, throw on a sneaker and call it a day. Take that wedge off and don't make me walk by you in that wedge because what are we doing?
I remember the first couple of years I wanted to be all cute. And then after that, I was like, oh no, this we just look ridiculous. What are we wearing high heels on?
And it's not that we're judging people, but it is a safety hazard down there. There's cords. You're running away from guys. It's crazy.
You actually can't run. I mean, I can run in heels. And even I'm like, no, we're ditch the heels. Okay. We don't need to ask.
You would go into the sand. Yeah.
And remember all those little beads of the AstroTurf that like get into your shoes after a while? Okay. Quickly. No, actually not quickly. Fuck it. It's our podcast.
Yeah.
So your week. We talked to each other at the beginning of the week, but what's the prep situation when you have two games?
So really, if you think about it, my week begins on a Monday because I'm coming home from a Sunday game. So Monday morning, we're home. I don't want to open my suitcase. I don't even want to look at it. And it's just like diving in, right? You kind of have to do a recap of what happened on Sunday. A lot of times I'm flying during the Sunday night game. I can watch it or I'm looking at Twitter, but you're also working during the other games as well. So my TV's on NFL Network. I'm watching all the NFL shows to kind of just see all the highlights, see what the stories are, and crack open the laptop and don't put it down. We get kind of a huge packet sent to us daily of all the articles on the teams. And I'll tell you what, when you are doing a Dallas Cowboys game or you are doing a New York Giants game or a Philadelphia Eagles game, that packet, because there's so many writers and so many articles written about that market, it is so long to get through. So you got to get through it. And then we usually start having our calls on Tuesday for our Thursday game. And that consists of probably the home team. And if you think about it, Tuesday for a Thursday game, they haven't even put their game plan in. Mm-hmm. So you're talking to these guys, they just played on Sunday and they're like, wait, who are we playing again?
Right.
So you're just
thinking the same thing.
Yeah, totally. I'm like, where am I going? Yeah. It's crazy. I mean, honestly, it's like your hair is on fire. You are prepping for four teams at one time. You are trying to get guys on the phone. Joe Troy, myself, Christina Pink or if it's the game with Tom Rinaldi, we're all on the phone. We're talking to a team. We talk to probably about four guys. Sometimes on a good day, that lasts 2 hours. Sometimes on a day, you're at the mercy of the athletes and the coaches. If they have a meeting, if they have a press thing they have to do, you're sitting on the phone and you're waiting. You may not be happy about it, but it's the way it is. And your phone better be on mute, because if you got to go tinkle, you don't need Bruce Arians here and you go potty, you know?
He actually wouldn't care. He'd be one of the
EA, how'd it go? Yep.
Oh my God.
So yeah, you're on the phone all day. And then, you know, as stupid as it sounds, and it reminds me of our conversation with Nicole Lynn, you got to worry about what you're wearing. What's the weather? I've never been more obsessed with weather in my entire life. If it's a rain game, if it's a snow game, if it's a blizzard game, am I even getting in if there's bad weather, you know? Am I wearing a liner under my hat? Am I wearing my snow boot? It's like, it's stupid crazy, but you know, it's so much fun and we love it.
Wait, this is really dumb, but it was one of the greatest pieces of advice that Charles Davis ever gave me.
No. The notes.
The notes? But yes. The plastic. Did he tell you that too?
He gave that to me when I first started with him.
It's the best.
Lauren Fenner knows. She'll send me those plastic covers for my notes. Abso-freaking-lutely.
Anyone that's starting out or anyone that's doing it and didn't have Charles Davis to give you this piece of advice, those plastic, you know, what were they? Like part of like presentation holders or whatever?
Yeah.
Always keep those with you, because the second that rain comes, and it could be, depending obviously where you're doing a game, a slight drizzle or whatever, I learned the hard way on those bad boys as it's like bleeding down. And I'm like, what was that stat again? Anyway,
my whole thing too is like, I like to write down, like I log the whole game, which I put on our Calm Down podcast Instagram. Check it out, by the way, if you want to just see some fun silliness, whatever. But when it's raining and I'm trying to log the game, that's a nightmare. I saw Belichick do this. You use a pencil. Because you can write a little better than a pen. But then in cold temp games, pens don't work. Ballpoints definitely don't work. So like a Sharpie works better. It's just like, oh, and then here's another little piece of a nugget. And if anyone wants to give me an endorsement for this, I am down to party. I use my phone a lot, right? Because I don't have a stats person. I check up a lot of the stats on my phone. Well, you know what a pain in the ass it is to like take your glove off, use it? I've been using those pens with like the little tip on it that you can type in on your phone with your glove on.
I'll tell you what, I never got a Wi-Fi signal half the time in those damn games.
They haven't really gotten better either. So another thing that I'm curious, and we'll have plenty of time to talk about this because I know we need to wrap up soon. Just interested, like what the protocol is going to be for us as sideline reporters. Yeah. Like, I'm assuming I'm on the field. I hope I am. I, you know, was speaking to a couple of people with the Rams and they were saying, our front row is going to be taken. So I hope you're not sitting in it, which would be hell. So yeah, I mean,
it'll be interesting. I'll say it quickly because I know we're wrapping up, but I interviewed Rodrigo Blankenship, who's the kicker for the Indianapolis Colts.
Cute.
And he was saying like, I'm like,
does he have the glasses?
Yeah. Adorable. Yeah. Right. So this whole thing, it's a feature we're doing on NFL Films, the story behind the glasses, all the stuff. But I was like, dude, he went to Georgia. He knows SEC football and the crowd noise and all that kind of stuff. But in the NFL, he's never had a crowd. And so I'm like, all the different variables for positions that people play, right? Where crowd noise is so helpful or becomes detrimental. So, you know, of course, being from Seattle, like the 12th man, we pride ourselves on like us, you know, being able to stop a defense because it's so noisy and you can't, and the offense can't hear the play.
God, they miss their fans this year.
I know. So there's a lot of different things that I'm excited to see how this season will, you know, be affected now with the addition of fans once again. Mm-hmm. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know if you're going to be interested in more behind the scenes of what's happening with our professional lives. If you are, you know what to do, Erin. Calm Down Podcast, Instagram account, DM us what you guys want us to talk about as the season gets closer.
And I'll be honest, it's just about around the corner. So shit gets real when you haven't peed in 7 hours and you're running through an airport. I mean, I may document the whole thing for all you people. So yeah, our content during our upcoming season is going to get real good.
And it's also going to get really good next week. Matt Damon is on the Calm Down Podcast. He's got a new movie coming out called Stillwater in theaters July 30th. The fact that we even get to say in theaters is exciting. Thank you guys for listening. This has been the Calm Down Podcast. As you know, we read all your comments. So DM us what you guys want us to talk about, or maybe you want us to shut up about some of the same shit we've been talking about.
Just let us know. We're here for you. Erin, I love you. Can we please live to see another day? I don't need any more near-death experiences, okay? Order the salad next time, okay?
Just smaller bites. Smaller bites, girl. Who knew this was going to be an Indomitian Sue love fest? Okay.
Hey, you never know what's going to happen on the Calm Down podcast.
You don't. He's the best.
Mm-hmm. Bye, y'all.
Calm Down with Erin and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Carissa Thompson here for Pro Plan Sport, advanced nutrition for active dogs like ours. I love getting active with my dogs, Willis and Daisy. So whether we're on one of our daily runs together or exploring down at my ranch, I count on them to keep up with me. That's where Pro Plan Sport comes in. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on a run, start your journey off right with the high-performance fuel your dogs need to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer team anytime.
So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.